The rubber game in St. Louis for the Cardinals and Rays. It's players weekend, but it's always family weekend. In the third inning, Chris Archer starting for the Rays. He would get a great two-way game out of Logan Morrison.
That's a fair ball knocked down by Morrison. Archer covers, and he got there in time. And a collision there with Archer and Carpenter rolling. There's a fly ball to center. Logan Morrison's going to get this one out of here, back into center field.
But have only the 1-0 lead. It would be nice to give him a little wiggle room. There's a swing and a drive to center field and deep. Fowler going back, backing up to the warning track, backing up to the wall, jumps up, and it is gone.
Shot back into right field. Souza's going to go to the wall, and that's out of here. Home run into the bullpen. There's a shot to center field. Well hit. That baby's going to get out of here. His second home run of the day, number 31 on the year.
The Rays inch closer to 500 as they take 2 out of 3 over the weekend in St. Louis. Sunday's final is 3-2 Rays in 10 innings. After the game, here's manager Kevin Cash.
Exciting win for us, obviously, with what took place last night. I mean, today, guys bounced back. You know, it kind of started with Lomo, ended with Lomo, and then a lot of good Chris Archer in the middle. It was the last two starts we've got from Blake Snell and Chris Archer have been tremendous for this club, and we're going to need those types of starts. A lot of them bunched together for us to get going, but it's also really good to see Lomo get going. You know, he got to the 30 homer mark and then got 31, so maybe he's going to start adding on here quickly. But tough ball game. I mean, their guy, we knew coming in, he's a very good pitcher, and he does a really good job of not, you know, limiting opportunities. He just pounds the strike zone and keeps the ball on the ground. Took a little bit for our guys to adjust, but by that time it was already in the fifth or sixth inning, and obviously, we only had one run on the board, but we'll take it. It was a good win.
You bring up 31 home runs for Logan Morrison. What can you say that he's done this season for your team's offense?
Quite a bit. I mean, I think, you know, for 3 years, this being my third year, we've always talked about a guy kind of to situate behind Longo and provide that protection, and I think he's done that. I know he's done that. I mean, it's you got to really worry about not only Evan, but the guy hitting behind him. And that's not sliding anybody else that's hit fourth, but he's been really consistent. He had one little quiet spell this past couple weeks, but other than that, he's driven the ball really well for us.
Logan Morrison slugged a pair of solo home runs to lead the Rays' winning effort, and here's Morrison after the game.
I mean, just treat it like any other at-bat. Try to be loose and relaxed and get a good pitch to hit. Was able to get one and didn't miss it, so that was good.
Today was a big day for you offensively. In the fourth inning, you hit your 30th home run of the season. But afterwards in the dugout, we saw you pointing to the patch on your shoulder, your dad's name. How do you best explain the emotions?
I mean, I don't really have words for it. He was awesome. Best dad anybody could ever ask for. And I know he'd be really proud of me, but I wish I could talk to him now and share this moment with him, but I'll just give my mom a call instead. I'm sure he'll be all right with that.
The Rays stay on the road going to Kansas City Monday. The Cardinals get a day off. They start a series Tuesday in Milwaukee.